To demonstrate that this type of situation is not pleasure but rather punishment, consider another example, and let's analyze it. When we're thirsty, don't we feel pleasure in drinking because it satisfies our thirst? Isn't it pleasurable to drink because it relieves us from the extreme discomfort that is the desire to drink? I assume everyone can attest to this, but if we were to constantly remain in such a state of desire, we would be as unfortunate as the rich man in the parable of Lazarus in terms of punishment, for his punishment was exactly that, intensely desiring a single little drop, but not receiving it. And in my opinion, all greedy individuals seem to continually endure this, and comparable to him where he pleads to receive that drop but doesn't get it, for their soul is more inflamed than his.